Okay. Oh, back to hogs. What do you call the stiff hairs on a hog's back?
Bristle.
And do you know what they call those long teeth?
Tusk.
And the thing that they put the food in for a hog?
Trough.
And if you had more than one of them, you'd have several?
Troughs.
Do you know a name for a hog that's grown up wild?
What's called wild hogs? Mostly they call them boars.
The noise that a calf makes when it's, well, hungry or something, you say the calf begins to...
I don't really know.
See if you know the word ball. Do you know
that? Yeah.
Okay.
I would have used it, I just didn't think.
Yeah, you'd say a calf starts.
Ball, yeah.
How about the sound that a cow makes, just kind of a gentle sound?
You mean the mooing?
Right. Now, a noise that a horse makes, a kind of a shrill noise.
A whinny?
Now, if you had horses and mules and cows and so forth, collectively you'd refer to those as the, as your, you'd have to go out and feed your...
I guess a herd.
Okay.
Or you'd refer to your cattle, you know.
Mm-hmm. Or your cattle, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if you were just talking about hens, turkeys, geese, and this type of thing, so you had to go out and feed the...
Well, we'd probably say chickens, but I know it would be fowl collectively.
A hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
Certainly.
And a kind of, sort of a portable thing to put chickens in would be a...
Coop. A coop.
Is that how you would...
Well, I would call it a coop now, but it would have been a coop most of the time.
Chicken coop, yeah. When you eat chicken, there's a piece that after you eat it, they take in...
Wishbone, pulley bone.
Pulley bone. Do you know what was the significance of the of pulling it? One was supposed to get...
Yeah, long half, good luck.
The long...
Make a wish, whoever got the bigger piece.
That was good luck.
Yeah, well, you got to make a wish, and
right.
Came true and all that jazz.
Well, now, you mentioned... You mentioned that your mother called that, was talking about entrails, and that uh-huh. refers to the inside of uh-huh. of a pig or whatever, uh-huh. of a hog or something uh-huh. like that.
Intestines.
Do you know of another name for the intestines that if you cook them and people cook them and eat them?
Chitlings, yeah. Only I never heard it called that until I grew up. It was chitlins.
Chitlins, right.
Chitlins.
Okay. Now, if it's the time of day to go out and feed the stock, you say it's something time. It's
feeding time.
Have you ever heard anybody call cows in from the pasture?
Oh, yeah.
How do they call them?
Well, I never did it.
But my sister.
They usually ought to kind of make a Sioux sound, especially call pigs. Sioux pigs.
Oh, yeah.
And then they had, on the cattle, very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Just a shrill call
mm-hmm.
to get their attention more than anything else, I think.
Did you ever hear them say anything to make them stand still, like during milking?
Well, yeah, but I just can't recall right now.
How about, do you know what people would say?
I know how to make a cow stand still.
How?
Really and truly.
Really?
I learned from my brother-in-law.
Really?
Like if you go to put the milkers on a cow or
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
And, not many people know this,
mm-hmm.
but like if a cow has a sore tit, you know, mm-hmm. and she's going to rebel, we put that milker on, but she's got to be milked, you know. Or if she has a